Hi, welcome to Sage Blue Tarot. Today is December 5th, 2021. I'm going to start the reading using tarot cards for a collective reading, asking, what does collective need to know today? What does collective need to know today? Card that flipped out is the Devil upright, and I'm gonna cut the deck. And we have the Hierophant reversed, we have the Four of Pentacles reversed. So I'm seeing that right now there is a huge, massive restructuring of what you thought you were safe doing before, right? I kind of sense that there is this sense of feeling unsafe, feeling susceptible to your old addictions, thoughts, behaviors, relationships, people. This could be food. This could be things that just you know yourself that you can think of that always brings you to a lower frequency. And I kind of feel like you're being tempted by that right now because your foundations are being shifted. It kind of feels like you jumped off a cliff and you don't know where you're going to land, if you're going to land, what the landing is going to look like, if it's going to be sustainable. So I kind of sense that because there's a lot of unknowns, because you are still creating this new reality, this new way of living and practicing your daily belief systems, that you kind of feel susceptible, right? We have the Hierophant reversed. A lot of traditions that you've been doing, that you've done for a long time, are now being shifted. So I kind of sense that right now is a good time to rework your beliefs, rework how you think, and kind of take it step by step by step, right? I kind of sense that because there's so many questions, you have a hard time feeling safe. But maybe there's the answer there, right? Feeling safe and feeling unsafe and realizing that this is just a sensation that you have, and it doesn't mean that you're actually unsafe. This is actually for your highest good, right? But because it's new, it feels unsafe. So reworking of belief systems as your foundations shift and recognizing these toxic behaviors and patterns that have been following you around that I feel like are never going to go, right? I feel like they know you so well that they're always going to be around, but it's always up to you to make a decision on how you interact with them. If you say yes, if you say no, if you let them go, if you try to hold on, if you resist, if you surrender, like, it's up to you in a relationship to see how you're going to engage, right? And you can always withhold. Realize you don't always have to engage in a relationship. And we have the Lovers reversed. Oh, sorry, this is Temperance reversed. Actually, is it? Let me check it out. Where is the little booklet? I feel like this is Temperance, XIV. XIV, Temperance. Find a blend of the earthly and the spiritual within you. You are not bound to mundane matters unless you choose to be. So I feel like it's that kind of sensation of free-floating, right? Like you're kind of trying to find your balance as your world is changing. And I feel like a lot of your life is looking the same, while at the same time, a lot of your life feels different, right? So you can sense that the shift is happening, but when you maybe try to explain to others, they might not realize what's going on, like what you're talking about, because a lot of the work is internal, right? It's a spiritual type of unseen energy. And I kind of sense that maybe a lot of illusions are kind of popping, like you're just kind of seeing the truth now. And you're realizing like, wait, this isn't what I thought it was. Like, oh, this was making me feel good, but then it's actually, when I look deeper, it's really not. So a lot of kind of finding that balance, the earthly and spiritual realm. We have the Seven of Swords reversed. So this card to me is about maybe a part of you is trying to sabotage yourself, right? Or you feel like others are trying to sabotage you, or you almost feel like you need to be a certain way in order to not be sabotaged. I feel like the energy of sabotage is there. And this could be by others, by yourself. And I feel like if you're able to get a hold of this inner eternal light within you and realize that the mood you're going through, the shifts you're going through, realize that that's not permanent, right? Everything is temporary. And this moment, how you feel right now, how your morning was, how your day is going to be, it's all going to be impermanent. But it's all about how you are engaging with yourself in regards to how you're engaging with the world, right? With others, with yourself. kind of sense that there's always an inner dialogue and there's always an outer dialogue about, oh, like I'm having a bad day. Oh, and then the inner dialogue can be like, okay, it's normal to sometimes have bad days. I'm a human being, right? Or the dialogue could be, oh, you're a bad person for having a bad day. Like, you should just be grateful. So I kind of feel like that's where the Seven of Swords energy is, that air energy, the communication within the communication, trying to find compassion to yourself to allow yourself to feel these moods and shifts in energy, because realize that the transformation you're going through right now isn't casual, right? It's not just, oh, you blink and then it's changed. Great. Okay, let me just keep living my life. No, everything about you has changed and in ways that you're not even aware of right now. And it's important to be patient with yourself, to get to know yourself again, to kind of stay in tune, like maintain the line of communication with yourself open. We have the Four of Pentacles reversed and the King of Swords upright. The Four of Pentacles reversed, I kind of sense that maybe you've been feeling frustrated, kind of angry, kind of like, I've been letting things go, like, what's going on? But know that things are still shifting, right? You don't always have to be happy all the time. I can kind of sense that that's important to say. I feel like if you're listening to this, you might be feeling guilty for not feeling happy all the time, for not feeling eternal gratitude all the time, for not feeling good all the time. But realize that that's just not even real. That's not sustainable. I kind of feel like that's maybe society's energy telling you, like, you have to be a certain way to be a good person. But you don't, right? Not really. Like, you're still a good person. Regardless of how you're experiencing the world right now, it's okay to have emotions. It's okay to feel unhappiness and uncertainty. And I kind of feel like right now you have everything, but for some reason you are kind of dancing between the lines of feeling grateful and then feeling kind of blah, feeling good and then feeling kind of bad. So it's okay. That four energy is coming up, which to me is just foundations. Your foundations are being shifted. It's kind of like an earthquake is happening in your spiritual life, right? Of course, you're not going to feel good all the time. Of course, you're not. But your entire world is changing, right? Because that foundation is changing, it's vibrating, it's erupting, it's shifting, it's cracking, it's crashing, right? So realize that you don't have to be peaceful during a spiritual earthquake. It's okay to feel alarmed, to feel scared, to want to reach to your old habits, to want to reach to your old behaviors where you felt safe. It's okay to not know what your belief systems are right now. It's okay to kind of feel like, well, where can I go? What can I trust if the earth is changing? What can I do? What can I hold on to? Realize that this is all okay. Everything is going to fall into place. The earth, at some point, the spiritual earthquake is going to stop moving. You'll see how things have landed. You'll see what beliefs and behaviors are now coming or now emerging for you to hold on to, for you to build a life from. You're going to be more stable in some time. And right now, I feel like there's still a lot of movement going on. And it's important to be patient with yourself and not try to bully yourself into feeling a certain type of way because of this idea you have of yourself of what a good person means. We have the King of Swords energy. To me, this is like a hope card, right? Because there's so much air energy. This to me is about knowing where your attention is best put. Having good boundaries, knowing where you can move, seeing and kind of analyzing everything, right? Kind of doing a full life scan, seeing, okay, I can't change this, but what can I change? Moving on, okay, I can change this. Great, let's focus, let's zoom in, let's change that up. What are we adjusting here? Okay, great, keep scanning. Oh, what's this? It bothers me. Can I change it? No, okay, acceptance. Okay, keep scanning. So I kind of feel like right now is a good time to do a life scan. A self scan, anything to do with that air energy to kind of just breeze through, study everything, and then do a meditation where you can blow beautiful life energy into the tension spots, right? Maybe the parts that you can't change but are needing to practice acceptance in, and just kind of work with that air energy. I feel like right now you're being supported, even though everything is changing, you're not alone, right? That air energy, the king, is very powerful. We have the Nine of Pentacles upright. This to me is joy in being where you are, right? Realizing, like, okay, I'm grateful for X, right? Make a list of all of the things you're grateful for and kind of realize, like, oh, like I'm kind of vibing, right? And this is to me like a solitary card. If you're surrounded by people, family members, friends, make time for yourself. And I feel like that's where you really get to know yourself, right? When you're alone, you really get to see, oh, what do I like? What am I thinking? What bothers me? What, you know, like you actually have the space, time, energy, attention, everything to kind of get to know yourself better. And that to me is like a very wonderful card to kind of take care of yourself, because as you're changing, because everything is changing, your needs change, your desires change, and you get closer to the truth of who you are, right? So spend time with yourself, with animals and pets. This card to me is about the pets, the animals, the communication with the world that you have in the quiet conversations of your soul, mind, and body. On the back, we have the Queen of Pentacles reversed. So this card to me, she's a very earthy energy, right? You might be feeling like your finances, your business, everything is changing. Like you can't quite control it. Like you kind of start to feel maybe like, oh, like it's not the same as it was before. But like, what can I? So I kind of sense like a lot of stress because it's reversed. But even if it's reversed, this card is very powerful. It's about the sweetness of life, the stability, the grounding, that energy of like mother, right? Of like financial abundance, of fertility, of opportunities, right? Upright or reverse, this card to me is about abundance, about increase in financial success. And even though you might not feel like that right now because you've maybe hit a stagnant spot, that reverse, you know, energy, realize that this is only temporary, right? It does not forever. Okay? Realize that transformation is happening right now, and it's okay, but you're still going to be successful. So just be patient with yourself, be kind with yourself. You don't need to be a certain way to be a good person. We have the Page of Cups reversed on the back. This card to me is about disconnection with your inner child, right? So I feel like right now is a good time to kind of whittle down into who you really are in this communication with your inner child and what your inner child would like, right? You can start something simple like coloring or playing an instrument, just kind of beeping and bopping, doing whatever you like to do when you were a kid. I feel like that's really going to help you get in touch with the peace within all of these extreme changes that are happening, right? And in that way, you can get new ideas or just refreshed energy or a sense of calm, which is going to be really important for you. So I'm going to thank this deck. Thank you. And now I'm going to pull from the Angelarium Oracle of Emanations deck. What messages does this collective need to hear today? Messages this collective need to hear today. Remiel, Angel of Visions. Simekiol, Angel of Vengeance. Duma, Angel of Dreams. So to me, this card is about visualizing where your ideal reality is, what that looks like, what it involves you doing, right? Focusing on that. I feel like maybe a lot of you have already done meditations for this eclipse and new moon to plant the seeds, right? But I feel like it's important to keep the possibility of what could be open still, right? It's not just about planting seeds and forgetting about them. It's about nurturing that idea because you're feeding that energy, those seeds you planted, with your mind's eye attention, right? So keep in mind that vision, keep in mind that reality, and then everything is going to keep aligning for you in a way for that to grow, right? I feel like that those seeds you planted are your hope, and they are kind of like pulling you along, shifting your entire reality around you so that everything falls into place. Simekiol, Angel of Vengeance. This card to me is maybe you're still holding some kind of tension in your heart, some kind of maybe things are popping up from the past when you're like, how dare she did that, she hurt me, or he hurt me, or they hurt me, or like how could they? So I kind of sense that energy of kind of feeling like angry, right, at past betrayals. But I feel like it's important to kind of realize that to hold on to that energy is only hurting you. And even though sometimes it feels good to kind of go back and think like, oh, you know, I should have done this, or maybe I should do this, like that vengeful energy isn't really helping you. And I kind of sense that maybe that's coming up. That double upright card had come up in the tarot, and that kind of reminds me of the vengeance card, right? Like these seductions that aren't for your highest good, but they kind of feel good to do and they kind of feel good to just think about. But realize that a lot of energy, even though it doesn't feel like it, is being funneled through to that person that hurt you or betrayed you or didn't make you feel good. All that energy, that precious energy that you've been working on day by day, you're funneling it to them, right? So that vengeance card, that vengeful feeling, it's not good for you, right? Like, and you're also wasting your resources. Okay, so next time you get kind of seduced by this sensation, because I feel like it's going to keep coming up, right? Try to just observe, realize, like, okay, X person, that time they did this, and then they did this, and oh my gosh, that really just made me feel like this. Notice how you felt before, and then during, and then after that engagement in your mind with that part of your life, with that memory, right? See how you feel afterwards and how you felt before. And I feel like you're gonna start to notice, like, oh, like a lot of energy is being funneled, and then I waste X amount of time when before I wasn't even thinking about them and I was just minding my own business and living my own life. And then afterwards, you kind of feel angry and sad and stressed, right? So I kind of sense like right now is a good time. And then that Hierophant reverse card to come up. I feel like right now is a good time to get acquainted with your beliefs right now and then decide very full of awareness and just consciously realize, what do I want to put my energy into? What do I want to grow? And is this actually helping me? Or, like, what am I doing with this? And, like, also, why am I doing it? Like, what's going on there, right? I feel like answers are going to come from there. But I also feel like it's almost like a form of testing, right? Like, these thoughts and behaviors are going to come up to test you, to say, like, hey, do you actually want your beautiful life? Like, do you actually want that? Or do you want to come and kind of keep living in the past, kind of keep living in where you've been hurt and kicked around and not accepted? Like, what's going on here, right? Like, what do you think you're worthy of? And I feel like answers are going to keep coming up. So we have Duma, Angel of Dreams. This card to me is about the subconscious and also about the awake state, right? When you sleep, you dream, right? Most people. I suggest writing your dreams down and kind of looking into symbolism as to what things mean, and also using your intuition as to what these messages mean, right? Because it was only you who had these messages. No one else had your specific dream. So I think it's important to kind of look into, see what stands out to you throughout the day, see what comes up, see what reminds you of that dream. Kind of put the pieces together of your life and kind of start to meld your subconscious sleeping state to your awakeness, right? Start to kind of mesh that together. Conscious and subconscious, start to kind of see where it weaves in together, right? Because I kind of feel like they overlap sometimes, and it's important to kind of look at that space where they are coming together. Because of dreams, I also want to say this is about your vision, right? Keep your dreams alive. Keep nurturing yourself. Do whatever is needed right now, today, at this moment in time, to keep yourself feeling good, to keep yourself in a dreamlike state, right? That Page of Cups reverse. It's like, do not succumb to that devil energy. Do not succumb to that. Like, you are worth so much more. We have the Zouglav, Angel of Verdancy, on the back. This card to me is about growth. It's about that verdant state, that greenery, that springtime. Know that everything you're planting right now is going to bloom even though you don't see it. Realize that you just planted it. It's okay for it not to blossom right away. It doesn't mean you're doing something wrong. It just means that this is the phase of your life. This is the stage. And within the stage, there's still a lot of learning and growth to do. So just stick with it. Just stick with it and realize that Zouglav is here with a promise of everything will be verdant, everything will grow. Springtime will happen again. So just be patient. Be here, be now. We're about to go into winter. Realize what that winter is going to be, what it is right now, what does it feel like, you know, what's going on. And just be patient with yourself. Keep nurturing yourself. Keep getting to know yourself. Keep shedding the layers of who you've thought you've been and get to know who you are and who you're becoming. So I'm going to thank this deck. Thank you. And now I'm going to pull from the Super Attractor Gabriel Bernstein deck. What does collective need to hear today? It's good to feel good. Yes. So focus on what makes you feel good. Grow what makes you feel good. You don't have to be feeling bad to, I don't know, just feel how you feel and then realize that you're worthy of feeling good. Okay. I'm gonna say it one more time. It's good to feel good. Also, I feel like this card comes out whenever you might be feeling like you're not worthy of feeling good. Like you're kind of like, no, it's fine. Like I'm okay with feeling bad. I don't deserve to feel good because of whatever reason. No, it's good to feel good. Whenever you start to get to the frequency of feeling good, you start to attract everything. Everything else starts to align around you, right? So I'm going to thank this deck. Thank you. And I'm going to thank you as well for showing up today for yourself and for collective. And yeah, I will see you next time. Have a good rest of your day. Bye. Hi, so now we're going to go ahead and move into the distance Reiki portion of the episode. I suggest laying or sitting in a comfortable position, but that is not necessary. Just be open to receiving Reiki healing energy. I suggest setting your own intention for the Reiki or just allowing my intention to take place, which is always for your highest good. I'm going to go ahead and take three deep breaths with you. Let's go ahead and inhale. Hold and exhale. Again, inhale. Hold and exhale. And inhale. Hold and exhale. I will now begin sending Reiki. Thank you.
Thank you.
when you are ready, start to come back into your body and open your eyes. Welcome back. Thank you so much for showing up today. And I suggest drinking water since a lot of energy is moved during Reiki sessions. And I will see you in our next episode. Thank you and goodbye.